Today's Daf Yeshivu Shir and Yerushalmi Brachas is dedicated to the memory of Dora Bas Yisrael Silver, Olei HaShalom. It begins in the Oz of Ahadar edition on Daf Pei Tes Amid Beis, three lines from the bottom of the Amid, with the fourth word on the line, Haroe. In the Vilna edition, it is on Daf Samech Hei Amid Aleph. Begins the Gemara, Haroe Sachama Bet Kufasa. The Gemara now is going to discuss the bracha that is said on certain natural phenomena. The first one is, if someone sees the sun at the beginning of its cycle, as the Bavli in Brachas of Nun Tes Amid Beis explains according to Abaye, we are referring here to the Birchas Hachama, the bracha that is made over the sun, when the sun returns to the very place that it was when it was created, which is at the spring equinox on a Tuesday evening, which is Yom Dalid, because the Hebrew day begins from the night before. So on Tuesday evening at 6 p.m. at the spring equinox, when it reaches that place, which takes place once in 28 years, then we make a bracha, as we're going to see further in the Gemara, Baruch Oisa Bereshis, or, as we make it, Baruch Oisa Maisa Bereshis. And in fact, the Chuvas Chassam Sofer in Aruch Chaim, Simen Nun Vav, tells us that the Chassam Sofer and his Kehillah in Pressburg, in the year 1813, in the Jewish year 5573, he and his entire community recited the Birchas Hachama, and they had a certain order of the Prakim and Tehillim that they said, and the Oleinu and Kaddish. And in fact, the Chassam Sofer lists this entire Seder, and he says that the bracha is the bracha of Oise Maise Bereshis, and not like we have it here in the Yerushalmi, as we'll soon see, of Baruch Oise Bereshis. This bracha is practiced in Klal Yisrael Ad Hayom Hazeh. However, the next bracha concerning the Levana is no longer done. And the base Ephraim explains that this is because, as we'll soon see, the Tkufas HaLevana is a complicated bracha. It involves much calculation, and it's difficult to get it right. And therefore, as the Mishnah Berura in Siman Reish Chav Tes, Sifkot and Tes tells us, that it is no longer recited, and the Beis Ephraim explains that this is because the difficulty involved in calculating exactly the precise time of when the Tkufas HaLevana is. Continues the Gemara, Ve'ez HaLevana B'Tkufasa, the Levana at the beginning of its cycle, the Rambam in Hilchas Brachas, Perik Yud Halacha Yud Ches, and followed by the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch, they explain that this is when the moon returns to the Mazel Tleh at the beginning of the month, and it doesn't incline either to the north or to the south. When that phenomena happens, we make the bracha of Oise Masa Bereshis. So according to the Rambam, there are three criteria for this bracha. A, that the moon must return to the Mazel Tleh. B, it cannot incline neither to the north or to the south, and see that this has to take place at the beginning of the month. And as we said in the name of the Beis Ephraim, the calculations to figure out this precisely is very difficult, and therefore it's very possible to make a mistake in the calculation, and therefore it is not practiced today, whereas the Tkufas Hachama every 28 years is something that is relatively easy to figure out and be precise, and that's why it is still kept till today in Klal Yisrael. continues the Gemara, Ve'eserekia b'tiharoi, and the sky when it has no clouds. B'tiharoi means in its clarity. And the Gemara will tell us further exactly what is the criteria for Eserekia b'tiharoi. In all of these natural phenomena, Oimer Boruch Oise Bereshis, or as we explained before, Boruch Oise Maise Bereshis. Continues the Gemara, Omer Rav Chuna. Rav Chuna said, Hadod de Tamar, that which you said, that we make a bracha of Oise Maise Bereshis on the Rekia B'tiharoi, when it has no clouds, there are certain conditions. That's B'moyis HaKshamim B'lvat. It's only in the rainy season alone. La'achur Shleisha Yom, after 3 days of rain, as the Pnei Moshe explains here in Divrei Maschil, Hadod Tamar, the Alokoi Kloimer, Kishak Shamim Mitsuyim, when there's a lot of rain in the rainy season, V'yoyrid Matar Kol Gimel Yomim, Kirmisayim, Ubavad La'achur Shleisha Yomim, and it rains for 3 days, as the Gemara, the text in the Gemara is, Ubavad La'achur Shleisha Yomim, V'achokach, and after raining for 3 days, kishenoyshev ruach tzvoinis, when the northern wind blows, nearer rekibatiari, that northern wind blows away all the clouds, and now there is a beautiful sky without a single cloud. That is when the bracha of Oisamas Bereshis is made. Continues the Gemara, Hadod Chsiv, that is what is written. We see this from a pasuk in Iyuv, Perek Lamed Zayin, pasuk Chaf Aleph and pasuk Chaf Beis, where the pasuk says, Va'ato leiro or, they have not seen light, bor hu bashchokim, it is hidden under the clouds, the sun cannot penetrate the clouds, but then v'ruach, a wind comes and it makes the sky perfectly clear of clouds. And then the pasuk continues that it comes from the north, and once there are no clouds, because the northern wind has blown them away, then the golden sunshine comes from Hashem, and it has tremendous, awesome splendor. So we see from that pasuk that the inyan of tiharem, because the last word in the first pasuk is vatitaharem. When do you consider it perfectly clear? That is when the north wind has removed all the rain clouds. And we say that it's during the Yemaisek Shamim, after 3 days of continuous rain. Continues the Gemara, Harayas Halvana B'chidusha, if somebody sees the new moon, Oimer Baruch Mechadish Chadashim, he says, blessed is Hashem who renews the moon and he renews the months of the year. In Mesech the Sanhedrin, on Daf Chof Beis Omid Aleph, this bracha is elaborated on. And it has basically the nusach that we say in what is known as Kiddush Levana, where after the new moon, until the middle of the month, we go through a seder of tefillahs and brachas to Hashem, and that's called Kiddush Levana. But the Bavli says that it's a much bigger bracha. The Bavli's lashon is, Baruch Hashem b'mamorei Baruch Chokim, Hashem through his word created clouds, uveruach piv kol tzvom, and he can, with the breath of his mouth, he created all the legions. Chayk uzman nasalem shal yishanes tafkidam, and he set a pattern and a time for all the hosts in the heaven so that they wouldn't alter their allotted task. Sosim usmeichen lasses with son koinam, and all the heavenly hosts, the sun and the moon and the stars, they're all happy to do the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Poyele emes, they are workers of truth. Shepulos and emes, their work is truth. V'lalavona amar, Hashem said to the moon, Shetischadish ateres teferes lamuse boten, that it should renew itself as a sign of the crown of splendor for those that are born by HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the womb. Shehein asin l'schadish kemoisa, and then we conclude, Baruch Atah Hashem Mechadish Chadashim. So we're saying in this bracha that the Yelud Isha, a human being who's created from his mother, he too can rejuvenate himself like the moon. Just like the moon waxes and wanes, it starts off as a small speck and grows to a full moon, and then it goes down and gets smaller and smaller, but then it comes back up again. This is the symbol, as the Mefarshim explain, of Sheva Yipol Tzadik Vekom. A tzadik will fall down seven times, but he'll always get up. He will rejuvenate himself like the Levana. So this is the Nusach that we say during Kiddush Levana, but the Yerushalmi here says that it's a very short Nusach of Boruch, Mechadesh Chadoshim. Continues the Gemara, Ad Heichon, until when, how many days into the month, is it still considered Halavana Bechidusha that we would be able to make Kiddush Levana? As we turn to Daf Tzadik Amid Aleph, Rabbi Yaakov Barach Hashem Rabbi Yossi, Ad Shetir Kechatzi Hamate. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha said in the name of Rabbi Yossi, until half of the sphere is seen, which equals 7 days. In other words, when we have the full moon, that is half of the entire moon, because we only are seeing one side of the moon. Chatzi Amata means half of that half, which equals a quarter, and that takes 7 days. Let us see the Pnei Moshe at the top, left-hand column. Achatir kachatzi hamata, ad shenira oyer b'chatzi hamata shaloh sh'oz ovar chidusha. Since we are making a bracha on the chidush of the Levana, so this sheet, it says in the name of Rabbi Yossi, that it's only up to 7 days that it's called mechudush. After 7 days, it has lost its newness, and therefore a bracha cannot be recited. Now let us see this next sheet. Rav Achav, Rav Chanina, Bishem, Rav Yossi. Rav Achav, Rav Chanina, in the name of Rav Yossi. They're also saying in the name of Rav Yossi. They say the following words, which we have to understand what they mean. Ad shetismale pekimos, until the deficiency is made whole. Comes along Rabbanon de Kesarin, the Rabbanon of Caesarea, Amrin, they say, what did Rav Achav Rav Chanina in the name of Rabbi Yossi mean with the statement that Shetismal Pigimasa, as the Sefer Stei Yeshua explains from the Bavli in Sanhedrin, Daf Mem Aleph Amid Beis and Mem Beis Amid Aleph, that we could understand Rav Achav Rav Chanina in the name of Rabbi Yossi in two ways. Ad Shetismal Pigimasa of the half, which is the quarter. Kachatzi Amata means half of the full sphere that we see, which is the quarter, which is only 7 days. Or they could be saying, until we see the entire sphere. So the Rabban and the Kizarian explain that Rabbi Acha and Rabbi Chanina in the name of Rabbi Yossi are actually arguing on Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha in the name of Rabbi Yossi. He said it was only until a quarter moon, Chatzi Amata, half of the sphere. They're saying no, until the whole Pegima, not the Pegima of a quarter moon, but the Pegima until it becomes a full sphere, which we call the full moon. So they are arguing. If we would say that they meant only up to a quarter of the moon, then it would come out that Rav Achav Chanina, when they say Achat Tismala Pegimasa, they are actually saying what Rav Yaakov Bar Acha said in the name of Rav Yossi in another signon, another lashon, in another way. They're expressing it differently, but they actually hold the same. But in reality, the Rabbanan Kisrin wanted to explain to us, no, they're not saying Kechatzi Amat in another way, Achetismali Pigumasa, but they're arguing. It's not just a quarter moon, but it's actually the full sphere, the full moon, because the word Pigima means what you are deficient. You're deficient until you get to your full potential. And now we continue. Amar Rabbi Yossi Bar Bun V'yeus. This is MS, the way the Rabban and the Kisrin interpreted Achetismali Pigumasa. Klum. Mismalas pigimasa ela ad yudalid yoim. When does the pigima, when you're speaking about a deficiency, so you're telling me it's considered a chidush until the whole deficiency is made up of the full moon. Ha'kol Yudalad Yom Tzarich Levarach. According to that, you'd have to make Kiddush Levana all of the 14 days. As the Marav Fulda says in the Divrei HaMaskil V'Yeyus, approximately 10 lines down, he says, V'kivin she'ad arbo asur yoyim, he moisefes umischatcher v'olecha, since the moon is waxing for 14 days, yachol nami levarach kol arbo asur yoyim, so the pegim is considered deficient up to the full moon of 14 days, the melet of bracha can be said of Kiddush Levana, because it's still considered Chidusha. It's not just the first 7 days that are Chidusha, Chatzi Amata, it's more than that. It's Achid Zmala Pekimasa, until the full deficiency is made up to the full moon, and that takes 14 days. And that's how we paskin that you can make Kiddush Levana for the 14 days. Continues the Gemara, Betvila, as the Haredim explains on the fourth wide line on the right side. Uboi, the Gemara now has a question. Bitfilah, what is the nusach that we say during Musaf on Rosh Chodesh? B'Rosh Chodesh, ma chosam b'Musaf. How does he conclude the middle bracha? There are 7 brachas in Musaf of Rosh Chodesh. The 3, the Shalosh Roshonos, the first 3, the Avos, as they are referred to, those are the same as what we say during the week and on Shabbos and Yontif. The last 3, the Birchas Hoidah, which includes Moedim, those are the same 3 that are said on the weekday, on Shabbos, Yontif, and Rosh Chodesh as well. But the middle one, the 4th bracha, is unique to Rosh Chodesh. How do you conclude that bracha, Betvila, and the Pnei Moshe on the 4th wide line on the left-hand column explains why are we bringing this up here? Aidi, the Mayer Bebirchus Mechadish Chadoshim, Komar de Betfilas Musav Shav Rosh Chodesh, Oimer Gamkein, Mechadish Yisrael, Mechadish Chadoshim. Since by Kiddush Levana, we said that the Nusach HaBaracha is Mechadish Chadoshim for the new moon, who adin on Rosh Chodesh, when we celebrate the new moon, so we also say in the Shemoneh Esrei, at the end of that 4th bracha, we say Mechadesh Chadoshim. However, Rab Chiya Bar Ashi Omar Mechadesh Yisrael V'Roshei Chadoshim. The Or Zeruah explains that he brings down, even though our Gemara does not bring it down, the Or Zeruah brings down the Nusach of what we say in that 4th bracha, which is Ki b'Yisrael amcha b'charto mikola umois, you chose Kol Yisrael from all the nations, v'chukei Rosh Chodeshim lehem kavato, and the decrees of Rosh Chodesh you set forth for them, and then we conclude Baruch Ata Hashem Mechadesh Yisrael Mechadesh Chodeshim. So that was the first shita. That was the shita of Rabbi Yossi Bar Nuray. So on the text of the bracha itself, which the Or Zeruah brings down, on that, Reb Chiya Bar Ashi is not arguing. He's only arguing on the end of the bracha. You, Rabbi Yosef Bar Nuray, said that you should say Mechadesh Chadoshim. No, I hold Mechadesh Yisrael V'Roshei Chadoshim. Why? As the Pnei Moshe explains, on the 4th short line, V'Roshei Chadoshim, Da'al Haroiv Adayin Eina Levana Nearest Klab Rosh Chodesh. You don't say Mechadish Chadoshim, because on Rosh Chodesh, which is the first day of the month, usually you don't even see the Levana. So we don't see the Chiddush of the Levana until a few days go by, until you see a little sliver of the Levana. The Mela, Rabbi Rashi Shita, is that you don't say Mechadish Chadoshim, that's only by Kiddush Levana, but by Rosh Chodesh Musav, you say Mechadish Yisrael V'Roshei Chadoshim. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says, Tzarech Loimer V'Hasiyenu. You have to say the special tefillah, the special bracha that we say on Yontiv, on the Shalosh Regalim, on the Moyadim, we say V'Hasiyenu, Hashem bestow upon us this Yontiv. Huadin, you have to say it on Rosh Chodesh. As the Marav Fulda explains here, around a third of the way down in the Marav Fulda on the right-hand column, Vasienu, Shaharei Afhu Bechlam Moyed, Vigam Nikra Moyed. It's also considered a Moyed, and it's called a Moyed. So B'meila, just like you say Vasienu on Yontiv, you have to say it on Rosh Chodesh as well. Rav Omar, Tzorech Lahaskir Boizman. You have to say in that middle bracha Zman. Now, here we have two pshatim. the Pnei Moshe learns Lahaskabar Zman Vatitin Lanu es Yoim Rosh HaChodesh Hazeh, just like you say on Vatitin Lanu es Yoim Chag HaMatzis Hazeh, because it's also a Yontif. It's also considered a Moed. However, the Or Zeruah and the Machzer Vitri, they say it's not going on Vatitin Lanu, which we Halach l'maisa on Rosh Chodesh, we don't say Vatitan Lanu, but rather it's going on Hazmanim, on a Yontif, we say Mekadosh Yisrael Vazmanim. So since Rosh Chodesh is also called a Moed, so his Shita is, Rav Shita is, that Tzorach l'haskar b'zman, you have to also say Mekadosh Yisrael V'Hazmanim. Continues the Gemara, Tani Rav Hoshia. What is a proof to these shitas that you have to say Vasienu on Rosh Chodesh and you have to say Zman, whether it's Vatitan Lanu or it's Mekadesh Yisrael Vazmanim on Rosh Chodesh? What's the raya? Because we have a pasuk, that the sun and the moon will be for signs and for the Yom Tovim, Uli Yomim, and to the days, Vishanim, and the years. So we say L'moy Adam means the Shalosh Regalim. Yomim refers to Rosh Chodesh, which counts the days of the month. And since they are juxtaposed, one next to the other, they're smuchen. One is written right next to the other. That's to indicate that just like on the Yom Tovim, you say Vasienu with Zman, with Vatitan Lanu, or with Mekadosh Yisrael Vazmanim, who had din on Rosh Chodesh, you say Vasienu, and you end off Mekadosh Yisrael Vehazmanim. Continues the Gemara, Ha'iver Bein Hakvoris, if somebody's passing through a cemetery, Mahu Oimer, what does he say? What bracha does he make? Answers the Gemara, Baruch Atah Hashem, Mechaye Hamesim. And in this, we find actually in our Gemara four opinions. The first one is Baruch Atah Hashem, Mechaye Hamesim. And now we're going to have three other opinions. We should point out that in the Bavli, Brachas of Nun Chesam and Beis, where the Gemara there discusses this halacha, it does not say Ha'oiver Bein HaKvoros, but it says Ha'roya Kivrei Yisrael. And the Forshim point out that it seems to be a Machlokes Bavli in Yerushalmi. According to Yerushalmi, you only make this bracha of Mechayim Mesim, that he will make the Mesim live when a person is Oiver, he passes through a Beis HaKvoros. But if he doesn't pass through a Beis HaKvoros, he just sees it from far away, he would not make this bracha. However, according to the Bavli, even if he's not passing through, he just sees the Kivrei Yisrael, he says, Baruch Atah Hashem, Chaya Mesim, Rab Chiyah, B'Shem Rab Yoichanan. Now we're going to have two versions in what the correct Nusach of the Baruch is, according to Rab Chiyah in the name of Rab Yoichanan. The first version says, Rab Chiyah, B'Shem Rab Yoichanan, Baruch Nem and Bidvorik. Blessed is Hashem who's faithful in his word, Chaya Mesim, and he's Chaya Mesim. What word, as the Gemara in the Bavli, Sanhedrin of Tzadik Amid Beis says, Remez at Chisa Mesim and Atarminai, and the Gemara there on Tzadik Amid Beis and Tzadik Alpha Amid Aleph brings many psukim that indicate that there is Tchiyas HaMesim, that HaKadosh Baruch will be Mechayim Mesim. And Hashem will keep his word. He's faithful to keep his word to be Mechayim Mesim. The second version is Reb Chiyah B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan. And again, Reb Chiyah B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, as we had a line before. So the second version of Reb Chiyah in the name of Yochanan is HaYadeyim Mesparachem. Hashem knows how many Mesim there are. Hu Yo'orer Eschem, he will awaken you from your slumber when he makes Tchiyas HaMesim. Hu Yigala Esa Ofer Me'Einechem, he will remove the earth from your eyes. As we find in the Torah Yoredeya Simen Shin Samach Beis, that earth is put onto the eyes of a Nifter. So when it comes time of Tchiyas HaMesim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will open up a person's eyes, he will remove the earth from the person's eyes. And we conclude, Baruch Atah Hashem, Mechaye Hamesim. Rav Elazar B'Shem Rav Chanina says, Asher Yotzer Eschem B'Din, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created you B'Din with justice, V'Chilkal Eschem B'Din, and he sustained you with justice, V'Silik Eschem B'Din, he removed you from this world when you were Nifter B'Din, V'Oselach Yoyeschem B'Din, but in the future he will make Tchiyas HaMesim B'Din. Hayudeim is Barakam. Hashem knows how many Mesim there are. Hu Yigala, offer me a Nechem, as we said in the Baracha before. So this Shita has the same thing in these words. Hu Yigala, offer me a Nechem, Baruch, Mechaya Mesim. Continues the Yerushalmi, Hadot Tamer, when is this bracha with the various nischos? When is it said, B'misei Yisrael, when a person passes through a Jewish cemetery, Avol B'misei Umisoilom, but if he passes through a Gentile cemetery, he passes through a cemetery which has Oivde Avoyde Zora, idolaters, Oimer Boisha Imchemi Oid, your mother is greatly ashamed, Chofra Yolarit. The one who bore you is disgraced because you became sinners, you became Oivdei Avodah Zarah. He does not say the same nusach as he says concerning Meisei Yisrael. Continues the Gemara, and the Gemara here has a machlokas, what the bracha is for seeing a rainbow. Haroya HaKesh Esbon, and if someone sees a rainbow in a cloud, Omer, he says, Baruch Atah Hashem Zoicher HaBris, Hashem remembers the covenant that he has made with the world, that he will not destroy the world. After the Mabul, Hashem made a keshes, a rainbow, to remind him that he will never again bring a Mabul on the entire world. The Ramban in Chumash explains the idea of the keshes, that the keshes represents a weapon. It is a bow, as someone who shoots with an arrow uses a bow against his enemy. And the custom was that after a battle was over, after peace was declared, the soldiers would turn their war weapons upside down to indicate that they no longer were using it to kill the enemy, but rather peace had been declared. So too, if the rainbow would be inverted, it would be as if the Ribbono Shel Olam is using a bow against the world. He wishes to destroy it. What Hashem does is make a bow inverted, that it is no longer facing towards the earth, to indicate that although the world deserves a punishment, deserves perhaps to get another Mabul, however, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has made this weapon turned upside down to indicate that he is no longer going to destroy the world. Continues the Gemara with another version of the correct nusach of the bracha. Rab Chiya b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Neman b'vrisoi v'zoicher habris. He's faithful in his covenant, and he remembers the covenant. Rab Chizki b'shem Rabbi Yirmiya tells us concerning the keshes, Kol yom of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, all the days that Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai lived, and he was such a tzaddik, lo nirasa keshes b'anan. The world did not see a keshes in the anan. If we look in the Marav Fulda, at the end of the short lines in the right-hand column, Divri Amaschal and Irsa Keshes, Shehoya Megin Aldoiri, Reb Shimon ben Yochai, was such a tzaddik, he protected his generation. Veloy Hoya Roy Lovei HaMabul. So the world did not even deserve to have a Mabul come. Lefikach Loy Hoya Tzrichim Lois Bris Shel Keshes, Shaloy Lovei HaMabul. It wasn't necessary to have the sign of the covenant of the Keshes not to bring the Mabul again against the world, because he was already Megan, and therefore there was no reason to bring the Keshes. The Keshes only shows that really you deserve to be destroyed with another Mabul, but I, the Ribbono Shel Olam, have made a bris. But in the times of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, his tzidkus, his righteousness itself, was Megan on the world, and Hashem never contemplated even to destroy the world because of the schus of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. And now, since we have mentioned Rabbi Chizki in the name of Rabbi Yirmiya concerning the keshes in the time of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, the Gemara is going to tell us three other mamorim of Rabbi Chizki in the name of Rabbi Yirmiya concerning Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. The first one is Rav Chizki b'shem Rabbi Yirmiya, Kain have Rav Shimon Yochai Omer. This is what Rav Shimon Yochai said, Bika Bika Hismali Din Reizo V'hoisa Mismalo, that the valley should become full of golden coins, and it became full. This was the greatness of Rav Shimon Yochai. He was able to make such a wish, and it came true. In what context did Rav Shimon Yochai utter these words? So we find in the Medrash in Shmois Rabbah, and also in the Medrash Tehillim, that there was once a Talmud of Rav Shimon Yochai who traveled overseas, and he returned a very wealthy man. And Rav Shimon Yochai noticed that the other Talmidim who saw their former friend come back so rich with such a large fortune, they wanted to follow in his path. They also wanted to become rich. So therefore, he took his Talmidim to the valley. He was mispalled that the valley should become full of gold coins, which it did. And then he told his Talmidim, you want to become rich? Adarabba, go take as much gold as you want from this valley. But, he said, I just want to warn you that whatever you take in gold from this world, that will diminish your schar in Olam Habo. As a result of hearing what their Rebbe, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, said, there was not one student who took anything from these gold coins. A second memra that Rabbi Chizkiya said in the name of Rabbi Yirmiya from Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, Rab Chizki b'shem Rab Yirmiya, Kain hav Rab Shimon Yochai Yomer. This is what Rab Shimon Yochai used to say. Ani ra'isi b'nei olam habo. I saw the people who will merit the world to come. Umotenhein, and there's very few of them. In Tlosin Einin, if there's 30, ano abrimen hoin. I, my son, Eliezer, is part of those 30. In Train Einin, if there's only 2, ano abrimen, I and my son are the b'nei olam habo. A similar Gemara is found in the Bavli in Sukkah Daf Mem Hei Amid Beis, with a slight change of the wording of the text. And there it states, Ra'isi b'nei aliyo, I found men of great stature, of men who rise and become greater and greater. Ve'heimot, and there are very few of them. Im elefhein, if there's 1,000, aniyu b'ni mehen, I and my son are 2 of the 1,000. Im meyohem, Aniyu b'ni mehen, I and my son are 2 of the 100. Im shnayim heim, there's only 2. Aniyu b'ni hein, I and my son are those 2. And there, besides the difference between our Gemara, which says b'nei olam habo, and there it says b'nei aliyah, another difference is that it quotes it in the name of Chizkiya and in the name of Rab Yirmiya, but there it doesn't say like we have in our Gemara that Kain have Rabbi Shimon Yochai Oimer. This is what Rabbi Shimon Yochai used to say, but rather it says that Rabbi Yirmiya said it Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. So the Maratzchi is there in Sukkim, Mem Hei Amid Bey. He says that he likes the Bavli in one respect better than the Yerushalmi. He likes the Yerushalmi in one respect better than the Bavli. As far as who said this, which in the Bavli we have Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, and in the Yerushalmi we have that this is what Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai used to say. He says he likes the Yerushalmi better than the Bavli, because according to the Bavli, Mishum usually means in Shas that he heard it from Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. So Chizkiya was saying over from Rabbi Yirmiya, who heard it from Shimon Yochai, and that's impossible, because Rabbi Shimon Yochai was a Tana, and Rabbi Yirmiya was at the end of the Amoraim, much later. So therefore, he says he likes better the Girsi, brings down our Yerushalmi, that Rabbi Chizkiya said in the name of Rabbi Yirmiya, and Rabbi Yirmiya said, not that I heard it from Rabbi Shimon Yochai, but I have a Kabbalah, Kachoya Rabbi Shimon Yochai Yomer. That's what my Rebbeim taught me, that they had a Kabbalah from their Rebbeim, going back to Rabbi Shimon Yochai, that this was the Kabbalah that Rabbi Shimon Yochai used to say this, but not that I heard it from Rabbi Shimon Yochai. However, says the Maratzchias, concerning the other part, that here in the Yerushalmi it says, Ani Ra'isi B'nei Olam Habo, and there in the Bavli it says, Ra'isi B'nei Aliyah, he says he likes better the B'nei Aliyah. Why? Because if you're going to have the Girs of the Yerushalmi, Ani Ra'isi B'nei Olam Habo, Ve'en Mu'at, and there's only 30, there's only 2, how could that be? We learned in Pirkei Avos, Kol Yisrael Yesh Lahem Chelek Olam Habo. So there are millions and millions and millions, or billions. There's many, many people who have Olam Habo. How can we say there's only 30 or only 2? So therefore, he says he likes better the Bavli Ra'isi B'nei Ali. I saw people who are always striving to get higher and higher. They're not satisfied with the status quo. In this world, he likes that Girsa better. Perhaps to answer the Yerushalmi's Girsa, the Yerushalmi, of course, doesn't mean that there's only 30 people getting Olam Habo, but there's different Madregas in Olam Habo. So the Yerushalmi was saying that Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai said, I saw people who are going to get the highest level of Olam Habo, and that there are very few, that there's only 30 or maybe only 2, and that would be myself and my son. Now, whether it's the Bavli or the Yerushalmi, the end result is that Rav Shimon Yochai makes a concluding statement that if there's only two, it's my son and I. And the obvious question is, isn't this great gaiva to say that I and my son will be the two B'nai Aliyah? I heard from my Rosh Yeshiva, Hagoyin Rabbi Yaakov Yitzchak Ruderman, Zitzal, the Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshivas Neir Yisrael in Baltimore, that he said that the intention here of Rav Shimon Yochai was not Chas V'Shalom to be a gaiva, but the intention was to teach us a very important lesson, and that is that a person should never be, in his Lashon, mispol from the Rabbim. He should never be afraid that he's going against the whole world. There's only 1,000 religious Jews in the world. There's only 1,000 who believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the rest of the world says that you are foolish to believe in this antiquated religion and mock them and ridicule them. I will not be nispol. That will not have any effect on my religiosity. If there's only 1,000, I and Elazar, my son, will be 2 of the 1,000. And even if we're outnumbered and we're only 100, that won't bother me either. I and my son will be 2 of the 100. And even if the whole rest of the world is against us, and it's only my son and I, we will remain steadfast in our emunah. That is what Rav Shimon Yochai was trying to teach us. My son, Rav David Grossman Shlita, said a different thought. Perhaps his own, or perhaps he heard it, but it's a beautiful idea. The idea, again, is not that Rav Shimon Yochai was trying to be a Baal Gaiva and say, I and my son are the only two B'nai Ali in the world, or the B'nai Olam Abba in the world. He was trying to say that a person should remain a Ben Aliyah not because he has competition. He wants to be the best in the class, the best in his chabura, the best in his yeshiva, the best in his community. He's always evaluating himself vis-a-vis his fellow Jew. That's not what it means to be a Ben Aliyah. Even if there's 1,000, we'll be 2 of the 1,000. Even if there's 100, we'll be 2 of the 100. But even if there's only 2, my son and I, we will still remain B'nai Aliyah because we will be challenging ourselves to be the greatest that we can be, not vis-a-vis a fellow Jew, not in a competitive spirit, but rather we will always say to ourselves, perhaps we could do even better. And that is the lesson that Rav Shimon Yochai was trying to teach us. The only question I had on this beautiful pshat is that there were still 2 remaining, Rav Shimon Ben Yochai and his son. So perhaps there was a competition between the two. If Rav Shimon Yochai would have said, if it's only me, if there's only 1, it'll be me. There's no competition, and still he's a Ben Aliyah. But if there's 2, perhaps father and son are competing against each other. But perhaps the answer one can say is that the Gemara tells us, b'chol adam miskaneh chutz mibnei v'talmidei, a person is jealous of everybody except for his son or his Talmud. So Rav Shimon ben Yochai harbored no jealousy to his son, because a person is not jealous of his son, so he wasn't competing against his son. His son, on the other hand, did not have competition with his father, because they learned together at least for 14 years that they were hidden in the cave, and they were learning with each other. So in all those years, it's certain that Rav Shimon Yochai learned many things, and even one thing, as we find in Pirkei Avos, one thing or two things, Shnei Dvorim Bilvad, we find that a person has to call the other person Rebbe, Alufi Yum Yudoi. So certainly Rav Shimon Yochai learned from his son, and therefore, in a sense, he was a Talmud of his son. His son was certainly a Talmud of him, but likewise, he was a Talmud of his son. And the Gemara says, "B'chol adam miskaneh chutz mibnoi v'talmidoi." So if we consider Rav Shimon ben Yochai a Talmud of Rav Elazar, so Rav Elazar wasn't competitive with his father either. There was no jealousy between them. Who would be the best? Because it was his Talmud, he's not jealous of a Talmud. So why were they being competitive? Because they were competing against themselves, each one of them. There was no competition with the other. It was all B'nai Aliyah, even if we're the only two in the world, and we two have no competition, no jealousy between one another, and still we're B'nai Aliyah. That's the true Ben Aliyah. Continues the Gemara, and this will be the last memra that Rabbi Chizkiya says, B'shem Rabbi Yirmiyah, Kach have Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Omer, a third thing that Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai used to say, Yikar Avra min Gabei v'ad Gaboi, let Avram Avin intercede for all Jews from his time until mine time. V'ano and I, Mekarev min Gaboi v'atsoev kol Dari, I will intercede on their behalf that they should be Zoichet Olam Abba from my generation until the end of time. V'inloi, and if my schus is not enough, says the Pnei Moshe, v'im lo yaspik zechusi, itzarif ach yashiloi ni'imi, v'ani mekarif kuli almo lo olam haba. That's what the Gemara says. V'im lo, if my schus is not enough, yitzarif ach yashiloi ni'imi, then the Navi ach yashiloi ni'imi should join together with me. Why he chose only ach yashiloi ni'imi? Tzorich Ian, he could have chosen any of the other great tzaddikim, but he says, if ach yashiloi ni'imi joins me, v'ano Mekarev kol amo, I will intercede on behalf of all of Klal Yisrael that they should be zoiche to Olam Haba. So altogether, we have four different memories of Rabbi Chizkiya b'shem Rabbi Yirmiyah in what Rav Shimon ben Yochai said, or the first idea that there was no keshes because of his tzitkus in the lifetime of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Continues the Gemara to explain the next part of the Mishnah. Al Kshom Val Psuris Toivis. A person says, Boruch HaToiv HaMeitiv, when rain comes and when a person hears good news, ask the Gemara, V'chima Ro Lismach Psuris Toivis L'Kshom. Why did they put Psuris Toivis next to Kshom? Explains the Pnei Moshe. Divya Masl V'chima Ro Lismach, approximately two-thirds of the way down. In the left-hand column, the Pnei Moshe, Kleimer. Why is the order first rain and then Besuris Tovis? Why is Besuris Tovis next to rain, putting rain in the first place? Both for rain and Besuris Tovis, the bracha is HaTov HaMeitiv Mikol Mokim. Oylem lahagdim besuris tovis shehem b'chol zman v'gishamim einon yafim elabitam. Gishamim is only good in the right time. In certain times of the year, gishamim is not good. So since besuris tovis is a whole year, it's always good to hear besuris tovis. So that should have been first. That comes more often. Something like the concept maybe of tadr v'she'ena tadr tadr kaidim. If besuris tovis is all year round and gishamim is only in the right time, then the Mishnah should have put first besuris tovis and then gishamim. Why did it put besuris tovis next to gishamim and gishamim is in first place? That's how the Pnei Moshe explains this kasha. Back to the Gemara, Rabbi Rechi b'shem Rabbi Levi. So he answers al shem because of a pasuk. Maim karm al nefesh ayefo. You have cold water on a tired person, it wakes him up. It's a good feeling to wake him up. Shmua toiva, and a person hears good news from a far away land. So in this pasuk, the mayim, which represents the geshem, is first, and the shmua toiva comes second, and that's why the Mishnah patterned itself after this pasuk, and that's the reason that the besuris toivas are second and not first. Continues the Gemara, how much rain has to come down that a person has to make the bracha? Rabbi Chiya said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, b'tchila k'day revia, u'b'soiv k'day sheyutchu paneha. In the beginning, in the first revia, it has to be enough to make a revia. We'll soon explain what this term means. And in the second and third revia, there it just has to get wet. So the Pnei Moshe here in Divrei Masal B'tchila K'day Revia explains, Kloimer, Bizman Harishon Shel Gshamim, K'moshe Shanim Perakam Atayimnis, Zman Revia Rishayna, Revia Shniya. In other words, there are three periods when rain comes, and they are all called a revia. And the Gemara later, on Daf Tzadik Aleph Amud Beis, will explain that revia is Miloshen Roiveya, which is a word that is associated with Tashmish. When the rain penetrates the ground, it is comparable to a Zohar who penetrates in the cave of Bishas Tashmish. That's why this term is used, and there therefore are three Revi'os, the Gemara says. So if in this man Revi'o Rishayna continues the Pnei Moshe in the first wide line at the bottom, if enough water came down that it penetrated the ground, we make a bracha. La kama hu kedei revi'i. Gemara later will explain exactly the amount of water of rain that is necessary to say that it has penetrated the ground. Ubisayf continues the Pnei Moshe. Revi'i shniya kedei sheyutchu paneo shalkarka shinimeses menaksham kumayshe hutchu paneo havia. It is just since it already has water in it from the first time that the rain penetrated the ground, so now it is not necessary to have so much rain. You just make the earth wet, like someone who washes his face. The face is wet, the surface is wet, but it is not necessary to have revia, full saturation of the ground. Continues the Gemara, Rabbi Yanai, Rabbi Shmuel B'Shem, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, he gives a different shir, B'tchilik de revia. That's the same as the first one there, Ulbisoif, Kidei Shetishra Hamagufa, but there, in the second, and the Mefarshim say Lebesoif means second and third Revi'ois, there it's required Tishra Mageva, that there's enough rain that it will soak an earthenware lid of a barrel and dissolve it. Kedesha Tishra Magufa, asked the Gemara, V'yesh Magufa Nishris, is it in fact possible that the earthenware lid, which the Charedim explains, the last Charedim in the right-hand column, Bitmiya shekola magufi shalahem hayu kechli cheres, b'kivshneis, they used to fire it up in a kiln. So is it possible, in fact, through even the hardest rain to dissolve earthenware? It's already made impossible to dissolve because it was fired up in a kiln. That's the Gemara's kasha. V'yesh magufa nishris. As we turn to Daf Tzadik Amid Beis, Ela royin oisa ki'ilu hu shruya, explains the Charedim, top Charedim, left-hand column, im hoisa yivushusa al yedei chama, if it would be dried up, this earthenware lid, through the sun, kishalonu, like ours is, jahamayim harabim sharin oisa, then such earthenware that's not fired up in a kiln, but rather it is only dried out in the sun, that could get dissolved. So if this earthenware lid, even if it was fired up in a kiln, but I have to imagine as if it would be a earthenware lid that was dried in the sun, and whatever the amount of time it takes for that to dissolve, that's the amount of rain that has to penetrate, that if it would not have been fired up in a kiln, it would have dissolved, and that is enough for the soif, for the second or third revi'os. Apparently this is less of an amount than the revi'a rishayna. Rabbi Yossi b'shem Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yoina, Rabbi Yehuda b'shem Shmuel, they give a different shir. Bit chilik they revi'a. That's the same as the first two shitos. Ula b'sov, and in the revi'a shniya or shlishis, afila kolshu, explains the Pnei Moshe, in the fourth wide line on top, tikasavar hoyel ukfar yardik tzaski sham revi'a rishayna, hilka revi'a shniya, afila b'chol shehu sagi. Since there is some rain already in the revi'a rishayna, therefore in the revi'a shniya, even a kolshu is sufficient. Rabbi Yosi b'shem Rav Zira. Rabbi Yosi said in the name of Rav Zira, lahafsik tainis nemra, that all these shiurim that we have learned so far, the different shitas, that was all lahafsik tainis. Let us remember the names of Rabbi Yosi b'shem Rav Zira. Rabbi Yosi said in the name of Rav Zira, because this will be nageya later in the Gemara. But what was he saying, Rabbi Yosi b'shem Rav Zira? Lahafsik tainis nemra. Let's see the Charedim, second wide line on top. That which we learned in our Mishnah, that he makes a bracha tov ametiv on rain. They made a tainus. There was no rain. There was a drought. And the Mishnayis and the Gemara in Tainus explains the whole seder of what they used to do when there was a fast because of a lack of rain. So till now, there was no rain. And then, v'nifzik ha-tainus. Sha'ana Hashem Hashem. They ended the tainus because Hashem answered their tefillos and their fasts. So then we have all these different shurim that we learned at the bottom of Amud Aleph and the top of Amud Beis. Avol im lo yitzrichu l'tainis. There was no tainis called because they had enough rain. Ein mevarchin, then there's no bracha that is made. V'chein minig oilum, says the Chaim. That's the minig. We don't make, if Klal Yisrael, where they're living, has enough natural rain, it's coming on a steady basis, so every time it rains, we don't make a bracha v'tayva metiv. It's only when this rain caused that the tainus, because of atziras gesham, because of no rain, had ended. How much rain do you need? And then that is the shear for the hefsek tainus. V'chein kasum ari karo b'shem smak, and the tur are in tur are chayim v'kolboy. So we don't make a bracha every time it rains. This is only a shear for hefsek tainus. So said Rabbi Yosi b'shem Rabbi Zira, Rav Chizkia, Rav Nochum, Rav Ada bar Avimi, Havan Yasim. They were sitting. Amar Rav Tanchum. We add the tuf to the Nochum and it's Tanchum. Amar Rav Tanchum, Rav Ada bar Avimi. Loi mistavra lebracha nemra. Isn't it mistavra that these shiurim were said for the bracha which you have to make? As the Chredim says, Kolomer Shechayev Lase Shvach L'Shem Yisborach Shehishpia Toiva Ve'afki Loi Hutzrichu L'Sanis. Doesn't it make sense that these shiurim were said just to make a bracha to thank Hashem, even if it's not to break a tainus? Amar Lehin, he said, you're right. Yes, makes sense. Amar Rav Chizkia Rav Ada bar Avimi. Afterwards, Rav Chizkia said to Rav Ada bar Avimi, who was the same one who had just said that it is for a bracha, Loi mistavra lahefsek tainus nemar? Isn't it mistavra? Doesn't it make sense that these shiurim were only to break a fast? If enough rain had come based on these shiurim to break a fast, and not that you have to make it every time it rains if you did not declare a tainus? Doesn't that make sense? Armalayan said, yes, makes sense. Armalay. So Rav Chizkia said to Rav Ada bar Avimi, Loma Martalei Hin Hochen, why did you tell him the same answer as me? If you told me that I'm right, that it makes sense that it's Lehefsek Tainus, so why did you tell him he's right when he said it's for a bracha that you have to make every time a bracha, even if there was no Tainus? Omar Lei, so Rav Ada bar Avimi responded, Keshitis Rabbi, and the Girsa of the Chredim, and he says, Hachi Garsinen, Aftehu Noa Keshitis Rabbe. And what's the pshat, says the Chredim, Kloimer, Lahachi Amarti Loi Lebracha, Afo Pishani Sarvid Lahafsik. Really, what I told you is what I hold. I told you, Reb Chizkia, that it is Lehefsek Tainus. But I knew that his Rebbe held Lebracha, and everything he does is according to his Rebbe. So since he always does what his Rebbe holds, I told him what his Rebbe holds, that it's Lebracha. But I myself hold it's Lehefsek Tainus. Mivnei Sherab Tanchum, continues the Chredim, Bechol Inyan of Noigal Pisvaris Rabbi. He always does like his Rebbe. So when he told me that it is for Bracha, I told him he's right. Vani shamati sherabbi yomer de lebracha nemra. I heard that his Rebbe said that these shirim are lebracha. You always have to make a bracha based on these shirim, not just by a tainus. V'rabbi shal Rav Tanchum hu Rav Zira k'gamei. We're going to see that the Rebbe Rav Tanchum was Rav Zira. Continues the Gemara. Amar Rav Mona l'Rav Chizkia. So Rav Mona said to Rav Chizkia, Manu Rebbe, do you know who his Rebbe is? Amar Le Rav Zira. He said, it's Rav Zira. Amar Lei. So he said to him, Vanan Amrinu Rav Yosi B'Shem Rav Zira. Earlier, I asked you to remember these names. Rav Yosi B'Shem Rav Zira said, Lehefsek Tainus Nemra. So obviously, what we said before is a mistake. Rav Ada bar Avimi said that he gave a different answer to Rav Tanchum because he had heard that Rav Tanchum's Rebbe, Rav Zira, had said Lebracha. So he gave him an answer that these shiurim are Lebracha, although Rav Ada bar Avimi himself held that it's not for a bracha, it's for Hefsek Tainus. So Rav Mona says to Rav Chizkia, you know who his Rebbe is? His Rebbe is Zira. And we said before, on the fourth line of this Amid, Rabbi Yosi B'Shem Rav Zira, Lehefsek Tainus Nemra, that it was said Lehefsek Tainus. So you should have answered him if he does everything according to his Rebbe. Rav Tanchum always goes like Rabbi Zira. We said in the name of Rabbi Yosi that Rabbi Zira held Lehefsek Tainus. You should have given him the same answer as you gave Rabbi Chizkia. Continues the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda bar Yecheskel Omar, Abba, my father, Mevorech, al Yeridus Kishamim, he made a bracha on Yeridus Kishamim, Yiskadal, V'yiskadash, V'yisporach, V'yisroimam, Shimcha Malkeinu, that your name, Hashem, our King, it should be made great, it should be made holy, it should be blessed, it should be uplifted. For what reason? I'll call Tipa V'tipa. For every single drop she'at moirid lanu, that you bring down, that you let it rain. The Charedim explains in the middle of the small lines in the left-hand column, Divrei Maskel Abba Mevorach al Yeridus Kishamim Yizgadal. We had in the Mishnah Tov HaMeitiv exactly what was his father doing with this bracha. So the Charedim explains that there's really, according to the Bavli, three levels in the bracha of Birchas Geshamim. Toha, Diktanim Mastis, Nalik Shamim, Atoy Vametiv, Hainu, Mishi, Yeshle, Karka, Beshutvis. The Bavli says it's only when you own a piece of property in a partnership. Hatoy Vlidei. So you're saying, you thank Hashem for the good that he's doing to me, Vahametiv, Lechavri, and that he is doing good to my friend. So he's a toif to me and he's metif to my chaver. What happens if I own a piece of property by myself? Then the bracha shachianu. What happens if I don't own any kark at all? He says, our Gemara is telling us different shitas in what exactly that hoidah was. The choisim and the chasima, which is not mentioned here in the Yerushalmi, but we do have it in the Bavli, in Brachas Daf Nun Tes Amid Beis, the choisim baruch keil ha hoidois. Blessed is Hashem, who is the God of us giving thanks to Him. So Rabbi Yehuda bar Yecheskel said that his father would say this nusach. Apparently his father did not own any ground, so when he saw that it was raining, he would make a birchas hoidoi. He wouldn't say atoy v'metev, he wouldn't say shechianu. Toy v'metev is for partners, shechianu is if you own it yourself. He did not own carcass of mele, he just said a birchas hoidoi. We yiskal v'yiskadis v'yisborach v'yisroim shumach makeinu akol tipa v'tipa sha'at moirid lanu. And then he continued, sha'at mamnion zumizu, you prevent them from joining together, you keep them separate, one drop from another, as the Charedim explains, divrei maskel mamnion zumizu, she'im hoyu yod mevas achas hoyu shoytz v'mesazera. Because if these two droplets would come together as one big drop, and it would be such a heavy rain, then that heavy rain could wipe away all the plants and seeds. That would not be good. Therefore, Hashem separates one drop from another. And then he would also say a pasuk, ki gara nitve mayim, Hashem holds back the drops of water. Kemodat Amar, where do we find that the word Yigara means hold back? We find it concerning halachas of being pode karka, where it says Vinigra Meirkecho. In that specific halacha, the Torah says hold back from evaluating it. So we see the word vinigra means to hold back. So here too, we thank Hashem that He held back from joining these two drops together. Am Rav Yudin, v'loy oid, elishu mayridam b'mida. Not only does Hashem give enough rain, and not only does He separate the drops, but He gives them with a measure, explains the Charedim, mayridam b'mida, yesh karka shitzricha roiv gesham. There's one property needs a lot of rain, v'yesh ein etzricha roiv mayim elikimo, and another property only needs a little rain. If it has a lot of rain, it won't be good for that property. Ulefi midosa hamotar yoreh. The rain comes down according to what is necessary for each karka, for each property. And on this, he brings a pasuk, shenemar, umayim tikein b'mir Hashem, prepared the water, the rain, with a measure. Rabbi Yosef bar Yaakov Solak, Mibikur Rabbi Yudin Migadalia. The Gemara says a story that Rabbi Yosef Yaakov went to visit Rabbi Yudin Migadalia. Ad Hutamon, while he was there, Nachas Mitra, rain came down. Vishamakali, he heard the voice of Rabbi Yudin, And he was saying, Elef Alfin, thousands of thousands, Ribavin, and myriads of myriads. Anu Chayovim Lohoidus Lashimcha Malkeinu. We have to give praise to your name, our King. I'll call Tipa Vatipa on every single drop. Sha'at Marud Lanu, Sha'at Goyim Lotayv Lachayovim. You do good even to those who are not tzaddikim, we're Chayovim, and you still give us the rain. Amar Lei Hadomi Noach. Where did you hear this nusach for rain? Amar Lei, he responded, Hachan Avar Reb Simon Mevorach Al-Yuridus Kshom. This was the nusach that Reb Simon would use when rain came down. Again, he didn't own karka b'shutvas, he didn't own karka alone. He was just giving a hoidah that the world had received rain from Hashem, and this was